This is Dr. Sabrina Gopinath with Kulaski Report with Jenny Ingram. The report is 425-1950 and the procedure was nausea, GERD, colon cancer screening. Physician, I'll get back in the seat again. The physiologist is not true about this performance. The report is 425-1950. Procedure was EGD biopsy and Kulaski heart stent polypectomy. Kulaski heart culture polypectomy. Instrument of lupus, EGD Kulaski procedure. After the fact, the sign of the patient is a play level. Examine patient during Boston and not patient biopsy response and was key response for intrapulmonary pulse. No evidence of pulse. Also, personal antibiotic gastric biopsy was required ever since as well. Boston of a cardiac question of normal doctor's case story by June. Normal GS. Pressure of personal complication. Patient with turn K value jet, K value jet, correct by testing, but it's any call of fire, a paraplasia based on single patient coming out towards his colon and suboptimal to fair craft. There was a polyp noted descending colon polyp, which removed the heart stent polypectomy. Then there was splenic flexure polyp, which removed the heart biopsy forceps. Then there was a polyp at ascending colon. Then there was polyp at hepatic flexure, removed the heart forceps polypectomy. Polyp at ascending colon, which removed the heart stent polypectomy. And also at transverse colon, which removed the heart stent polypectomy. So there are five polyps from different places. Coming out, patient left side halitosis and retrogression into hemorrhagism. First, associated patient complication. Finally, number one, Gaucherman esophagus, number Z-line, number two, mild symptomatic gastric bypass, number three, Gaucherman gastrointestinal bypass, we're taking number four, Kulaski or Seekin, number five, suboptimal prep, number six, Torges colon, number seven, colon polyps, descending colon polyps times one, remove the heart stent polypectomy successfully. Then a splenic flexure polyp times one, remove the heart biopsy forceps, heart biopsy polypectomy, and then the next polyp is hepatic flexure polyp, remove the heart forceps polypectomy, and then polyp at ascending colon, remove the heart stent polypectomy. Successfully, this polyp was about 1 centimeter in diameter, but removed completely. With it, hepatic colon was a productive polyp. Then the polyp at transverse colon, remove the heart stent polyp successfully. All these polyps were. With pedunculate, semi-pedunculate polyp, they were completely. And our patient had one patient had left side halitosis and hemorrhoids. Recommendation, away from the small biopsy, can cause helicobacter polyp therapy, away from the small biopsy, number four, away from the polypathology. All these polypathologies come benign, repeat colonoscopy in 1 year because of the infected towards his colon and because numerous polyps. Repeat appendoscopy in 3 years. continue for time, from limiter, advanced fishing, half a rice motor, the still soft them in the facility for the same preparation, he sends a clear following to the condition, please have a car patient, primary care provider, Dr. Lisa Patanayak, and probably Dr. Palam Saturday, April 29th to 23rd, April 29th to 23rd, patient's offering.